Phoenix FM on a Thursday afternoon. It's Bob, Richie and Bill. Hi, guys.
Hello, Bob Richie.
Good afternoon. You know what? It's nearly 2 years since you were last in the studio. I can't believe it.
And I feel that much older, actually.
What's new? I mean, where have you been for 2 years? What have you been doing all this time?
That's what I've been asking myself.
It was such a, like a dream.
Yeah.
I've got another ear. I'm going to ask you about that in a while.
But other than that, we've been doing the same thing. We've been doing a few festivals and stuff and our usual gigs and things.
Yeah, yeah.
And doing a bit more recording.
Ah, yeah, and we're going to come on to your new CD in a minute.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. So the usual music stuff then. Yeah, very good, very good. Well, we better hear some, hadn't we?
Yeah, what are you going to play? Our dance routine hasn't been going that well, so we thought we'd stick to the music.
So what are you going to play for us?
Well, can we play one of the songs from the new EP?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. This one's called Jazzabilly B.
Lovely.
The name of the EP.
Okay.
What do you reckon, Bill?
Right then. Anytime.
Let's
you
go.
Like.
One, two, hoo, hoo. Jazzabilly music got a hold on me. I don't want to ever be set free. Rhythm, I just can't sit down. You see it spreading all over town. You hear it in the barrows, hear it in the park, hear it when the sun shines, and you hear it after dark. Where my feet stop tapping and I can't keep in my seat. I'm a fool for that jazzability beat. Yeah, go there, Bill.
Done, you guys. That's wonderful.
We finished at the same time almost.
Well, that is
we're not on the right note.
That is the title track from your new EP, Jazzabilly,
isn't it?
And I know you seem to like playing with words, don't you? This Jazzabilly, is that a recognised genre of music or is it something you've made up?
Well, it is now a recognised. No, we'd heard it before. I can't remember. I might have read it in a review or something,
right,
or whatever.
But it's rockabilly and
it means like a mixture of like the jazz and country.
Okay, lovely. Well, tell us about the new CD. So, I guess from the style of the songs, you've both written songs on this CD, is that right?
Yeah, that's right.
That was one of yours, was it, Richie?
That one of mine,
Jazzabilly.
Yeah.
So How does a songwriting process work for you? When you sit down, do you actually sit down, right, I'm going to write a song now, or do you get an idea just come into your head, or what happens?
Well, for this EP, Bob, we wanted it to be a little bit, the music to be a bit different than what we've been doing. Jazzy, yeah. So we thought we'd, so I particularly wrote that song to you know, say what it was like, you know, right. You know what it is on the
top. Okay, yeah.
What I normally do, I wait to Elton John writes a song and I sort of copy it. That's the easy one.
Yeah.
That's probably the better one. You know, yeah. I normally listen to Radio 2 in the morning and then repeat all in the afternoon. You know, so what about you, Bill? You've written a few in your time, haven't you? What inspires you to write a song? What inspires you to write a song, usually?
What inspires me? I don't know these days, not a lot these days. Sometimes you just wander around. Sometimes a moment, you enjoy a moment, and you want to sort of, you capture that moment, so you write that.
Well, you wrote a lot about your ear, didn't you, when you had your ear done? You kept writing them then.
I was going to ask you, how is your ear, Bill, now?
It works anyway. It's not as good as Bridget's ear.
Right. Because you ended up writing a song about it, didn't you?
Yeah, Richard produced that, yeah.
Tell us the story of your ear, come on.
Oh, not here again. We go. I've been waiting for this moment forever. He stops me every time I go to tell anyone.
For some reason, my hearing just started going. I've always had problems with my ears, always, and I was deaf as a child, and all of a sudden everything seemed to be okay for years and years. All of a sudden it dropped. I just woke up one morning, it went bump, and my hearing dropped. Various visits to the hospitals and clinics, and they gave me hearing aids, but it wasn't working. Everything's just faded. Anyway, he wants to stop me already, doesn't he?
No, carry on.
Anyway, they thought it was something to do with the crystals or something in your ear, pressing on something, and they advised me to have an operation to remove the crystals, you know.
Okay.
And there's a lot of muck up. A lot of things went wrong when they sent me to the wrong hospitals and things like that, but eventually the Mr. Owa, he was the guy in charge. He said, "This man needs an operation," and he was just and Mr. Vic Beard did the operation and all that gang, and they rebuilt my eardrum. They said there was nothing there; it's crushed in my head.
Oh, amazing!
They rebuilt the eardrum and the stirrup. Is it the stirrup?
I know.
They took a bit of bone out the back there and rebuilt the stirrup. And
well, it's really important for someone like yourself with music as well, isn't it? You know, it must have been hampering you, was it?
Well, we was having problems because Richie was having to put monitors around me. So especially when if we had the band, you know, like, everything was on my left hand side.
Right, and you wrote a great song about it. We've got the NHS, and it was all in celebration of the NHS, wasn't it?
Yeah.
But that was a couple of years ago now, I think, that wasn't it? Yeah, 2017.
Well, I recorded that. Richie produced it and. Engineered it all, and we sent it out to every hospital around.
Oh, nice!
I'm not going as far as that. Bournemouth, every hospital I could think of, I sent like hospital radios.
Right, lovely.
But I'm not sure if there was a bit of politics because it's. I don't say very nice words about the people who want to stop it.
Good. I'm glad. Yes. Yeah, I'm glad there. I'm glad
to get rid of the NHS. I'm all for the NHS.
Well, I'm glad there are people like you out there writing songs like that.
It goes
down
great in clubs. Yeah, in the clubs, they love it. You know.
All right. Well, let's move on to you,
especially in the deaf clubs. Oh, no.
Let's move on to your current CD that you got out, the Jazzabilly Beat. Now, I have to say, there's one track on this album that I absolutely love to bits. I love it all, of course, but for me, there's one outstanding track, and we're going to hear it in a minute. It's Beadle Parade, All-Girl Washboard Band. Now, that's got to be one of yours, Bill, yeah?
That's one of mine, yes.
So what inspired you to write this one?
The young ladies in the pharmacy there. There's a pharmacy there. And it's in Beadle's parade. It's with an S on the end of Beadle's. But using poetic license, I use Beadle.
Okay.
But the young girls there, they used to look after, they still look after me, all these young girls.
Right, okay.
I'll name them in a minute and they might be listening.
Well, why not? Yeah. Well, let's hear the song first. I gather the washboard bit was a bit of invention because they don't play the washboard in the pharmacy.
Oh, they do.
Yeah. Oh, I think we should just hear the music now. Here's Richie Milton and Bill Farrow and Beetle Parade All-Girl Washboard Band.
Well, it's church band Jezebel, it's good for life's fun. Ragtime, good time for everyone. It's the Beetle Parade All-Girl Washboard Band. Oh, yeah. It's the Beetle Parade All-Girl Washboard Band. So come on, come on, let's all give them a hand, a big hand. Now you'll be smiling sure enough once these girls start strutting their stuff. And just like me, you will fall in love with the Beetle Parade All-Girl Washboard Band. Oh yeah, girl. Yeah. Now they'll dispense with your troubled mind, get you to leave your worried blues behind. It's fun for all and it's all prescribed by the Beetle Parade All-Girl Washboard Band. Oh yeah. Once these girls start strutting their stuff, and just like me, you will fall in love with the Beetle Parade All-Girl Washboard Band. Well, it's Chuck Band, Jezebel, it's gift for life's fun.
Ragtime, good time for everyone.
It's the Beetle Parade All-Girl Washboard Band. Don't stop playing again.
Oh, I absolutely love that. Richie Milton, Bill Farrow and the Beetle Parade All-Girl Washboard Band. And we better give the other instrumentalists a bit of a mention on that.
Yeah, it was so good. It was such a fun thing to do.
Yeah, you've got Steve King on saxes and accordion,
yeah.
Eddie Masters on upright bass. Is he the guy who looks a bit Tony Blair? And Ed Spevok on drums and percussion. Excellent. Yeah. Well done, Bill. I love it. Very nice. Now, turning to Richie then, we're going to play one of your tracks off the EP.
Oh, okay.
And what is it with you and trains?
I travel a lot on the underground.
Right.
Like a few years ago, instead of trying to take the car into town and all that to go and do various gigs and all that, I got all self-sufficient, got a trolley, small amp and everything and guitar on me back, and so I go everywhere on the tube now.
Oh, lovely.
I'm a big fan of the underground.
Brilliant. Well, a few years ago it was the Hammersmith and City line, wasn't
That's
it
right.
And this one's all about the Jubilee line.
It's about the Jubilee line.
Is that one you use a lot then?
Oh, I use that because that one goes to Waterloo, remember?
Yeah.
And London Bridge.
Yeah.
Yeah. I see that. I didn't even have to get my map out.
That's right.
You know, it's all the driver's name.
So what has led to you sort of using the trains so much then?
Well, as I say, so I don't have to take the car into town and everything.
It's nothing to do with the Freedom Pass that you've got now then, is it?
Shh. He spilt the beans.
All right, well, we'll hear that one next then. It's Richie Milton, Bill Farrow and Ride the Jubilee.
From Stanmore to Stratford runs the Jubilee, the grey line on the underground that I can ride for free. All the way through Docklands, West End and Waterloo, into Northwest London, Green Park and Bond Street too. Hey, I don't need a ticket. I got me a freedom pass. Good God Almighty, thank God I'm free at last. All aboard, get on board a ride that you believe. All aboard, just get on board, there's room for you and me. All aboard, don't need a ticket, I can ride for free. All aboard, just get on board and ride the Jubilee. Stations on that old gray track, 26 to Stanmore and 26 coming back. London Bridge, Westminster, don't forget Baker Street. For party time in London, the Jubilee can't be beat. And I don't need a ticket, I got me a freedom pass. Good God Almighty, thank God I'm free at last. All aboard, get on board, all aboard, yes, get on board, there's room for you and me. All aboard, don't need a ticket, I can ride for free. All aboard, yes, get on board, ride the Jubilee.
Richie Milton and Bill Farrow and Ride the Jubilee. Did you get a bit carried away towards the end of that, Richie?
Oh, I don't know. Something took me, Bill.
I you want to hear him do it live? Yeah. Come
Very good. Well, Richie, you've also got another musical project going on at the same time. Richie Milton and the Lowdown, haven't you? How's that going?
Yeah, good. Yeah. We're going to do a big anniversary gig. We've been together about 25 years or so, and that's at the Bull's Head in Barnes, you know, in
on the 19th
near Hammersmith, you know.
Right. Oh yes.
On the 19th.
That's a week after next, isn't it? Yeah. Lovely. And the pair of you have got another quite a big gig at the Crawdaddy Club in Richmond on the 18th of January.
That's the Chess Records thing.
Very.
We'll be doing our blues thing there.
Lovely. Okay. Now. The last time you came in, you were telling us that you had a special gig booked on a London bus. Do you remember that? How did that go?
On a London... Oh, I haven't seen you since.
House of Commons.
They picked us up on the embankment, and then we had to do some strumming on the bus when all the guests was on there.
We did all the summer holiday and all that.
And then we done it at the... I've forgotten the name of the pub right on near the Globe Theatre, that big pub there. in the function room up there, and yeah, it was great. Oh, good brilliant. Stuff.
We had the band up there.
Yeah, we had Eddie Masters and Esperlack on that as well. Yeah,
fantastic. Yeah. Very good. Oh. Well, do you know what? Thank you very much for coming in today. You've really cheered me up today.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. Yeah.
You're going to play one more song for us, but before you do, tell us how people can get in touch, or if someone would like to purchase this particular EP, Jazzabilly Beat, how can they do it?
Well, they can get it through, like, online-wise. They can buy physical copies from CD Baby.
Right.
It's also available on Amazon. And if they want to just listen to it and not buy it, they can have Spotify
okay.
And YouTube.
Oh, right.
You know, it's all on YouTube as well.
Oh,
right,
okay. Lovely. And you've got a website, haven't you?
Or they can can I give me email address?
Yeah, of course you can.
I'll give them my email address. Anybody wants to buy a copy, just email me and I'll send you a copy. Yeah. It's my email is richie@richiemilton.co.uk.
Lovely.
No T in the Richie.
Right. Okay. Right, well, so what are you going to play us out with?
We'll do another one from the album. This is an old song called Good Old Jazz.
Lovely. Yep. One of yours, isn't it, Bill? Let's do that one. Ready?
Right, okay.
Get your feet a-tapping along and set your spirit free. If you feel good, we feel glad. Oh, we love to teach the whole wide world. Obviously, the life doesn't have to be so bad. But we're not here to educate you, no, sir. We're just here to play some good old jazz.
Yes, right, Bill.
Jazz. Oh, we're just here to play some good old jazz.